This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas learned today it's not landing the next Amazon headquarters. City leaders say they'll take away some lessons from the application process. One, it comes down to better schools. At a press conference with the Dallas Regional Chamber, Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings got right to the point.
I like to win, so my heart's broken today. But I will tell you, we are leaps and bounds better as a city because we went through this.
Rawlings said Amazon offered two reasons Dallas failed to secure one of the headquarters. The company held a fascination with the East Coast, and to hire the people it needed now, only New York and Northern Virginia offered enough qualified workers. Rawlings said this national competition is a reminder that Texas needs to improve its education.
Making sure our schools are the best in America, we are short of that today. We've got to work harder on it.
Rawlings said Texas lawmakers need to help.
We must stay focused with our legislators in Austin to make sure they're spending money in public and higher education. This is imperative for our state to do it. If our state does not do this, then we will not compete with these cities.
Bernard Weinstein understands the need to stay competitive. However, the SMU economist at the Cox School of Business says North Texas is already there.
Since the Great Recession ended, we have added more people and more jobs than any other metropolitan area in the country. We have a tremendously diverse and dynamic economy. We have lots of tech-focused employers. I don't think there's anything to worry about going forward.
Weinstein said Rawlings is worried about the right issues like education, but as long as businesses keep moving to Texas, Weinstein says we should just keep on keeping on. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.